A national report says other states can learn from the example of the Alaska Permanent Fund as they seek to grow their own funds they've built from natural resource extraction. The Pew Charitable Trusts focused on 7 states that have funds from extraction revenue, which the report describes as sovereign wealth funds. According to Pew, Alaska is one of only 2 state funds whose purpose is well defined by state law. And the report found that it's one of 3 states that doesn't allow withdrawals from the fund principal. Brenna Erford helped write the report and manages Pew's work on state budget policy. She praises the foresight Alaska officials and voters had when they established the fund in 1976.
It's an outstanding example of a government that had the opportunity to establish one of these funds when the oil industry in Alaska was really just starting up, at least starting up in earnest, right, with the Prudhoe Bay fines.
Erford praises Alaska's history of inflation-proofing the fund and the fact that the Permanent Fund Corporation board and managers are somewhat protected from political pressures. And she notes that the public board meetings and open financial records are more transparent than the operations of sovereign wealth funds in other countries. The report doesn't make recommendations on whether states like Alaska should draw from their fund's earnings to support annual government budgets. But Erford notes Governor Bill Walker's plan to use fund earnings for the budget would be within the legislature's legal mandate.
I think the question for Alaskans is, what do they think the future in terms of natural resources and the Alaskan economy, what does that look like?
Erford says whether to draw from fund earnings depends on whether Alaskans believe oil and gas revenue will stay low or will increase. The report is part of a broader effort by Pew to help states address the volatility that comes from various sources of state revenue, including volatile energy prices.